AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Two federal jobless programs end today.
A $300 a week federal unemployment supplement that began in March expires today, along with two other federal programs that cover the self-employed and gig workers and the long-term unemployed. President Biden's administration believes the U.S. economy is strong enough not to be rattled by the drop in unemployment benefits. Officials maintain that other elements of the safety net, like the child tax credit and the SNAP program, are enough to smooth things over. As of Friday, the unemployment rate was down to 5.2%. I'm Julie Walker.
A Marine veteran dressed in body armor shot and killed four people, including a mother holding her baby and the child's grandmother, yesterday morning in Lakeland, Florida. 33-year-old Brian Riley was arrested by Polk County Sheriff's deputies following a gun battle at the home. Sheriff Grady Judd tells WFTS the killings made no sense.
There's not enough adjectives or descriptives to point out how angry I am with him or how sad I am for the family.
An 11-year-old girl was found wounded in the home. She's expected to recover following surgery. Judd said Riley's girlfriend had said that he had been slowly unraveling for weeks and repeatedly told her that he could communicate directly with God. The Taliban say they have taken the last holdout province in Afghanistan. In another part of the country, at least four charter planes sent to evacuate several hundred people have been prevented from taking off for several days. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are traveling to Qatar for meetings with Gulf allies. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
The trips are meant to reassure Gulf allies that President Joe Biden's decision to end the war in Afghanistan in order to focus more on other security challenges like China and Russia does not foretell an abandonment of U.S. partners in the Middle East.
This is AP News. Hurricane Ida and its aftermath killed more than 65 people, first in Louisiana and two other southern states, then along the eastern seaboard from Maryland to Connecticut. Members of Congress from both parties are vowing to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Global warming and the havoc it wreaks knows no political boundaries. And let us hope the solution knows no political boundaries either, because this is a crisis.
He wants lawmakers to pass President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says the labor market's going to be very, very tight for the foreseeable future. Some people still worried about COVID health risks and child care problems, and baby boomers are retiring. French New Wave actor Jean-Paul Belmondo has died. That's according to his lawyer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.